Life Audio.
A Prayer to Fight Feelings of Rejection by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. I know what it feels like to feel forgotten. As a child, I wondered if I would ever be chosen first for a game of kickball, or be the one who someone would call their best friend. I wanted to be liked by the cool boy at school. I wanted to be accepted by certain family members. All of these longings kept me in a cycle of rejection. I found myself fighting for attention only to be rejected again and again. This continued even into adulthood, through church hurts and severed trust in relationships. It all kept me wondering how anyone could ever truly love me or care for me. I wanted to accept that God loved me unconditionally, but I struggled to embrace this truth. How could a holy, perfect, creative, all-knowing God love me? It took years of searching His word, prayer, and believing His words over me to finally break free of the crippling reality of not being enough. I have a feeling that I am not alone. Perhaps you may relate to this, and you've experienced maybe the pain of infidelity, the loss of close friendships, or the internal rejection that causes us to put ourselves down. Yet today, I want to reassure you that rejection isn't new. In fact, it's one of the oldest tricks of the enemy. In the Old Testament, Joseph was rejected by his brothers and sold into slavery. Hagar was rejected after giving birth to her son. The New Testament's no different. There are countless stories of Jesus himself not being accepted. Many wondered how Jesus, a carpenter's son, could be capable of performing such miracles or have people who wanted to follow him. Although we may experience rejection from family, friends, or society, it's our responsibility to use that rejection, not to harbor bitterness, but to run closer to the Lord. Unfortunately, the longer we allow ourselves to stay in a place of rejection, the more it will affect our relationship with others and God. Our self-esteem can become so low that we start to doubt if God loves us and if His words can possibly apply to us. But His word is clear. We need only to look in His word for the truth of who we are. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. We were worth dying for. John 3:16. We are chosen. Ephesians 1:4. This is who we are. Let's pray that we won't be defined by the sum of other people's opinions or the internal insecurities that we wrestle with in our soul. We are who God says we are. Our job is to embrace it. Lord, I thank You for showing me who You've called me to be. I pray against the rejection that keeps me in bondage and clouds my ability to receive Your truth. I ask that You use this week to remind me of Your love and Your words over me. I pray for discernment to recognize the enemy's lies. Give me eyes to see myself how You see me. I thank You, God, that rejection is not from You. I praise You that You love me despite my flaws and shortcomings. Thank You for seeing my heart and molding my life to reflect You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.